Game 3 of 4 between the Rays and Yankees. The Yankees have already taken the first two. We'll take it to the bottom of the fourth. Gary Sanchez at the plate.
They swung on it, in there to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Gary Sanchez ties the game. He is the Sanchino. And he homers deep in the left field seats.
Deep left, Frazier back in the corner on the track at the wall. See ya. A home run for Souza. And the Rays retake the lead 3-2. Fly ball deep left. Dickerson back. Still back on the track. Looking up. See ya. Headley goes the other way. A two-run shot. And the Yankees retake the lead 4-3.
Swung on and driven to deep right field. And it is gone. He hit a long drive down the right field line, and Duda has tied up the game.
A good situation for the Yankees here, obviously.
Base hit. Yankees win 5-4. Another walk-off victory. A single for Gardner.
Yankees win 5-4 in exciting fashion. That was the eighth career walk-off hit of Brett Gardner's career. The Yankees have won 6 in a row and 8 of their last 9. The Rays have dropped 8 of 10. Brett Gardner would go just 1-for-5, but his one hit was a big one. A bottom of the ninth walk-off RBI single that gave the Yankees a 5-4 victory over the Rays.
He's got to throw strikes, and I feel like I got a pretty good eye at the plate, and he threw me a good pitch to hit on the first one, and I took it, and threw the same pitch again.
As you were saying?
That felt good.
How much do you enjoy coming in those situations and having the opportunity to change the course of the game in the bottom of the ninth?
Well, that's what we play for. I mean, you want to come up to the plate and come through in a big situation like that, and it's a big win for us today.
Chase Headley had a big at-bat in the sixth with a home run. How difficult is that for a player who's used to playing, starting in the game, to come in a pinch hit situation and have success?
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, especially against a tough pitcher, but that's a guy that he's seen before a little bit when he was with San Diego, and I think he just put a real good swing on it, and it was nice to get the lead right there.
Brett, what is it about this team? You guys battle till the final out. You've been resilient all year long. How have you guys been able to do so?
Well, I think it just starts at the top with our coaching staff and the guys that we have in the room. Guys are focused on the task at hand. We got a good idea of what we're trying to do, and playing good baseball right now.
Joe Girardi and the Yankees able to pull it off in the bottom of the ninth against the Rays as they win 5-4. Here's Girardi on the victory.
Yes, we have an experienced guy in there in Girardi, and he's a patient hitter by nature. So you expect him to be patient, and he got a good pitch and took advantage of it.
Joe, what did you think of the Chase Headley at bat in the sixth for him to come in a pinch hit situation and have success to that magnitude?
I mean, you think, and he walks too. Just an outstanding day for Chase. I gave him half the day off, and he comes in and puts us ahead and continues to get on base at a very high rate, and he's been playing extremely well, too.
To your right, Joe.
Chapman was hitting 103 there against Longoria. What can you say about the way he bared down in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, he's throwing the ball extremely well, too. When I look at, it looks like he's starting to get on a roll, and you want to keep that going. Again, he's been using all his pitches, and, we know how, dominating he can be.
Who else? Dan?
Do you think that he's over, Chapman is over, whatever it was that was plaguing him there for a little while?
I like where he's at. I mean, just keep him here where he's at. Every closer is going to go through some blips once in a while. It's what happens. So, if it happens again, I know he'll get back on track again. I mean, he's just really good at what he does.
And just what do you make of this run that you guys have been on? It's the second time you've won 6 in a row.
Yeah, pitching has been really good. When you look at it, and I've said we've gotten some timely hits and some big home runs, and we got a big one from Chase today, and then you get a timely hit from Gardy.
Clap.
Joe, what did you think of Caleb Smith today? And you pulled him pretty early.
Yeah.
Did you see something?
No, I knew I had a loaded bullpen is what I did, so I took advantage of it. I knew I had some guys rested now. You're not quite as rested tomorrow, so, I mean, that's kind of, you have to pay for it a little bit tomorrow. But I knew if he kept it close, I figured we were going to score more than one run, that our bullpen could do a really good job, and they did.
Dave, to your left, Joe.
Joe, are you, since you put Headley over there, he's actually played pretty well at first base. He's played pretty well and it hasn't affected him offensively. He's actually done well at the plate. Did that surprise you how quickly he took to that or how much it didn't faze him doing that?
He's been over there a little bit, but to me the key to it was the evening when we're in Minnesota, I believe it's Tuesday night, and the trade is announced that we have Frazier. He came in my office right after the media left, and I said, I'll do whatever you want. You want me to go to first? I'll go to first. You want me to stay at third? I'll stay at third. So it's the attitude. He embraced it and knew that he would do whatever it took, you know, to put us in the best situation to win, and I really believe that's one of the reasons he's thriving at it.
Hart in the middle, Joe.
Joe, the Penn gave up a couple runs, but is that a much tougher game to win before you made the moves to change the bullpen with the guys you brought in here?
Oh, I definitely think so. We don't have the depth, you know. And our guys had done a pretty good job. Chase and Shreve did a good job, and some of the other guys that we've had up have done a really good job. But our bullpen is really, really strong now, and it's what we can do on certain days.
Susan.
Can you now decide who comes in where, depending on matchups, like Betances can come in earlier against certain guys and then Robertson later?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing, and I've told them that, you know, it could be that way. I was going to possibly go two with Dellen today, and I decided not to, but, you know, he's all on board too. So, you know, the big thing is that you have some of them every day. That's what we're trying to do, that we have some of them every day. And, you know, I may not have David Robertson tomorrow, but I'll have the other guys. I'm going to mix and match, and they know it.
You're still getting to know Tommy. He gives up back-to-back singles to start whatever inning he pitched. Does he prove something to you that maybe you didn't already know when he figures out a way to get out of that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I knew he had the ability to get out of it, and he's facing two really tough hitters in Sousa and Longoria, but his stuff is outstanding. He's a strikeout guy, and first and third with one out with a ton of speed at third base. So, I mean, you're thinking that doesn't have to be a long ball to be a sack fly, and he has the ability to strike people out, and it's what he's done all year long.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Rays will send out Jacob Faria to square off against the Yankees' Jordan Montgomery.